What episode is it today, Allison?
223.
223?
Damn straight.
That's a lot of maths. I was watching these British guys earlier, and they kept on saying mats, and it took about five times of them saying mats for me to realize they were saying maths. Right? Or they're Irish. My bad. They're Irish.
That's why.
They were like, oh, but when he's doing the mats, they were talking about Scott Steiner. You know who Scott Steiner is, Allison?
I feel like I should know.
So they were talking about Scott Steiner. He does the legendary math promo. That's like this one.
And sacrifice. You got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2.
All right. So there's another legendary promo of his. Chris Klemm knows. Chris Klemm's here. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
Chris Klemm would know this. It's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 223. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Comparta.
Slim.
Allison over here. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Angel over here by our New Year's tree. I was trying to think of what the tree would be this week. Say hello, Angel. Yeah, it's covered in sauerkraut and chicken balls.
Yeah. And Roddy Piper.
There's a ninja on the backside now, too. But anyway, so...
Was that Slim's Christmas gift?
Christmas gift was the ninja. But all right, so what was I explaining
Scott
to you?
Scott Steiner.
So he has another legendary promo that Chris Klemm could comment on where he's just like... He's like, you're going to be pulling splinters out of your fat asses because you got some fat asses. Right? And
his brother just goes,
yeah. So I was watching these Irish guys talk about it. It's called OSW Review, and they were talking about it. And he's like, I really like this promo better than the Matt's promo. And it. Like, he kept saying the Matt's promo. I'm like, what the fuck is the Matt's promo? I realized that's the math promo.
I just keep looking at Goldberg, who's next on VHS.
That was
got Sting on Mass.
Yeah, that was a present from El Hordano Diablo. And speaking of presents, I got a present for you, Chris Klemm. A year in the making.
Unboxing day?
On Boxing Day, just for you, yeah. The Canadian celebration. So a man that listens to this podcast who's related to Psycho Sid.
Oh, by the way, Udy said hi.
Tell him what's
Robert
up.
Udy.
I heard he's a spitter.
So he brought...
he definitely is.
He brought me this figure about a year ago, I want to say, at Basement Comedy Show 8. And gave me that to give to you next time I saw you. And obviously, I've probably seen you 3 times since then.
That's all right. He told me he gave it to you, and I saw you since then. And he didn't give it to me.
No,
but
okay. There it is. But if you want to see how his love for you is compared to his love for me, look at the size of the one he gave me.
Well, I mean, no. I don't even know him, really.
For those into mats, it's about 2/3 bigger.
2/3?
Yes.
I think if you're into math, mats, you got to redo that mats. Calculation.
That was a pretty good Scott Steiner estimate.
Yeah. So, but
I like how it says collect the entire set of detailed 9-inch action figures, and there's only Psycho Sid and Undertaker.
You got to get the entire set, man.
It's an easy set to get.
Yeah, so Udy wanted me to give you that Psycho Sid head figure. What's he right? Is he on?
He's in a ring car, apparently, that just says Sid.
He's in a fucking ring car from WrestleMania. Thank you, Allison. WrestleMania fucking 5 that he wasn't at.
Yeah, it says his feet snap into the stand.
Nice. So there you are.
This is so old. This is a Playmates toy. It's already the Jack Specific.
It's unboxed too. So you have in the box. I haven't looked up how much that one's worth, but I've looked up that one, and that one, even with damaged box like that, is like $20-$30.
So this is probably like $3.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm not going to sell it. It's from a relative of Psycho Sid himself. So.
Yeah, he took time off from playing softball. Like the classic only. It's a very deep cut on the wrestling humor.
You should keep that in the box, though, because once I took my paddle ball out of the wrapping, it totally went to shit. It's not worth anything now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I lost my ninja stars already, too.
Yeah. They're talking about the Christmas presents I got them last week, Chris Klemm.
I listened to the episode. Did you already hear me reference Slim putting his present
gift
up there?
Yeah, so you still have been an avid listener of the show over the past few months.
Why not?
Yeah. So you been...
I didn't quit like Robert Udy.
Robert. That's awesome. So, yeah, Robert Udy even left the Patreon, man. He completely left everything about our lives.
You know,
so there's room
he lives
for other
two blocks out. We can pay him a visit.
There's room for other people to sign up on the Patreon.
Why'd he get out completely?
What's up?
Why'd he check out?
He said something about being double charged on a ticket or something like that. And I was like, man, I can get you a refund. He was like, nah, it wasn't you. It was the double charging on the machinery when it equated to the plug in the wall. And I was like, what? Man,
all right, what's all this maths going on?
Yeah, what's all this maths going on?
If he's got a problem with the technological uprising, I don't see how that has anything to do with your podcast. It sounds like he should be fighting a Terminator.
So, yeah, we've been, but it's been, we're moving. It's a new year. We had Christmas yesterday. We got New Year's coming up. It's our New Year's episode, Chris Klein. That's what you're here for this year.
I thought that was next week because that's January 2nd.
Yeah, that'll be past
episode a month ago.
Yeah, you guys, it's another callback. You guys said what? You're in 2018.
I've been moving us into 2018 for a while now.
You guys are a bunch of regular.
I don't know what year it is. No.
You're a bunch of regular Bill Watts.
We can remember what number show we're on, but we don't know what year it is.
What did you say, Chris?
You guys are a bunch of regular Bill Watts.
Bill from, that's another deep cut wrestling humor? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, because he's like, we need to have a black guy's champion. All the other sports have black champions. And then later said, restaurants shouldn't have to serve black people if they don't want to.
He literally got fired because people took his quotes to Hank Aaron. In
not
CNN
just people,
Tower.
Mark Madden,
yeah, definitely took his quotes to.
He wrote the article and sent it to him.
And then Hank Aaron, and then Mark Madden got a job there to be the fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt.
Hey,
for
man,
the next
Mark Madden is actually an underrated commentator.
He's an underrated rock radio afternoon drive host in Pittsburgh, too. Yeah.
He's like number one in the slot. He's probably appropriately rated.
To try and make this commentary here humorful instead of just like going off in the deep end.
I thought that was the humorous part.
No, he really is a afternoon drive.
I knew
guy.
Somebody whose life got like taken over by Mark Madden. So this kid, dumbass kid, right?
Like he absorbed him?
No. No, so this guy.
What's that called? Sword logic? When you kill someone and then you take their power and become stronger?
And now he's got the Madden Buster.
This guy I knew in Pittsburgh, he was watching the finals and Boston beat Pittsburgh.
Are you talking about hockey?
Yeah.
Those aren't the finals to me.
Yeah, it was the playoffs or something. You know, and so anyway, he Boston beat Pittsburgh and he tweeted some shit like, oh, I hope you get bombed again, Boston, or something like that.
Jeez, what?
And, yeah, terrible, terrible taste in tweet, you know. But, so, anyway, he posts it, and it gets a little traction from people just, like, searching the game because he hashtagged the game, you know what I mean? But the next day on Mark Madden's radio show, he did, oh, well, we got this kid here in Pittsburgh. He thinks this is funny. He thinks this does a 10-minute tirade about how this kid's a terrorist living in their city. So then it got picked up by CBS News all over the fucking country. And so his mom, like, called him one day, like, yo, Mark Madden's, like, tearing apart our family right now.
Mark Madden says some really
like,
bad.
Yeah, your dad might disown you. I thought that's at least what I imagined the conversation to go. But I looked at the kid like, man, you're fucking. It was pretty crazy to see Mark Madden. I'm like, the WCW guy is ruining your life right now.
He's got a following, man.
Mm.
Damn.
He used to work with my friend's dad at the Post Gazette.
Oh, yeah.
Did he take his life over as well?
No. He did not.
Took him under his wing, actually.
That was supposed to be my transition into comedy of it, and it was like none at all. Like, it was one of those stories that ended on, okay.
It's like facts with Sean Ass.
Yeah. As popular as he is on the radio, he wasn't popular in sports, like sports writing.
So
he doesn't do it at all anymore.
Did you celebrate Christmas yesterday?
Yes,
Chris Clem.
Yes,
did you start your celebration of Kwanzaa today?
Yeah, I did actually. I lit the red candle tonight?
It's the black candle tonight.
Oh, shit. My goddamn Kwanzaa guidebook is off.
So, you know what? I've made a complete 180 on Kwanzaa. Like, last week, I was like, ah, fuck Kwanzaa. It was just some bullshit started in the blah, 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 blah. But then today, I found out, well, not that I found out, even though all those things are true, conservatives are using those as talking points on Twitter. Like, it became the, like, anti-net neutrality. It was like, today it was like, oh, you want to celebrate Kwanzaa? Did you know it was just some racist shit and anti-Jewish and from the fucking 60s and blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, I'd click on their profile and it'd be like, conservative in their bio. And I was like, I'm U-turning on this. Celebrate Kwanzaa. Fuck these conservatives.
I mean, hey, go for it if you want.
Fuck this shit.
It's kind of...
I'm checking out. I'm never saying any... Because just last week on the podcast, I was like, Kwanzaa's a fucking Hallmark holiday. Fuck that. And yeah, I'm not doing that ever again. Yeah, I'm pro Kwanzaa now.
See, you're as bad as them throwing out their coffee makers because they stopped sponsoring. Like, a broken clock, what's the saying? A broken clock can still be right. It's still right twice a day.
Yeah.
Like, just
Tommy Lahern can be right twice a day.
Just because they have a different reason for it, it is kind of, like, weird that I know... Like, nobody I've ever met celebrates Kwanzaa, but it's listed like a holiday because... People feel guilty about it because they're like, "Well, that's a black thing, right?"
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's not celebrates
Africa, man.
And even the people I know that have celebrated Kwanzaa would still like have Christmas
today. They include Christmas in their celebrations nowadays. In the 50s, that's what I was talking about. I was like, "Man, yeah, back in the day, it was all like anti-Christian." Well, they changed all that to be like, "Oh no, celebrate Christmas."
Against it just because they're like against. Black people having a holiday, but your reason for being against it isn't incorrect now just because they are against it.
I'm just going to tell the conservatives they get an entire month in February.
Yeah, no, I'm like I was like, as soon as I seen that talking point going all over Twitter today, I was like, you know what? I'm pro Kwanzaa now.
What sucks for the people who listened last week and like, fuck this podcast.
Yeah. Now they don't know. Well, I'm dialing. But this is my first ever like retracted statement on this podcast, even though
this is about Kwanzaa.
I probably should have had.
I should have had 100. There's a family huddled around their computer speaker, all wearing dashikis. Getting ready to light the Kwanzaa candle. Like, did you just hear that cracker Sean ass? We're never listening to this show again.
Yeah, we're turning it off.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That's awesome. Yeah, but now I've become pro Kwanzaa, man. Okay. And as soon as I, fuck them. Yeah.
Like, its principles about learning about your history and all that's good, but it's like there's enough holidays in this country already. Yeah. If you want to celebrate it, great. You know, nobody's calling me a dumb Jew when I'm working at Macy's over Kwanzaa, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, today's like today's the day about unity too. It's called Umujo or something of that nature.
Was the same thing as the Celtics Ubuntu.
No, it's like UJO. Okay. I can probably look it up, but
now they definitely are checked out even after your track.
Yeah. So Chris Klemm. Now, last time we spoke, I made, I guess, a forgetful statement, I guess I should say.
Like, are you retracting something?
I'm retracting something. I guess this is retracting.
You're bringing it back now to 2016. Just going in reverse.
For some reason, I guess I had said on the podcast that you drew the new logo.
And I corrected you.
Yeah, and you corrected me. I ignored it and moved on, and I was like, when Angel pointed out to me who drew the logo, I was like, oh, no, I totally said you drew it, and she was like, no, you didn't. Listen back. You literally was like, Chris Klemm drew the new logo, and I was like, I meant graphically, like you traced it. She was like, yeah, you didn't say that. So I wanted to...
Sorry, you just always say that you're like, yeah, totally, like... Always look at that stuff, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah." So I put all the credit in the man's hands.
Well, not only worse than that is when I tried to correct you, you cut me off. Like, oh.
So yeah, I'm going.
I have to keep it real. Sometimes.
I'm going on record. Yeah, man. I'm moving. I'm glad to be proved wrong. I am moving into 2018. I don't mind it at all.
I mean,
we'll see how long that lasts.
It's not even looks like anything else I would draw, so it's all her art. I just...
He's not trying to claim that piece of shit.
No. Don't try to make me look bad. I'm trying to stand up for you. Jesus Christ.
No, I like the logo.
Speaking of the logo here, Chris Clem, here's some stickers for
you. No, I do
you.
Like it, but I mean, I didn't do any art. I tried to change as little as possible, just make it in high res.
You were able to take it and transition it to a graphic for us, and we put it on the internet. But yes, it was completely angel artwork.
Well, there is some... somebody else did the lettering.
Yeah, then on the one... Letter. On the 14 by 14.
Did you do one. That?
No.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Homeboy Jess Smith dropped on Daniel Bryan lettering for me.
So it was a collab.
Yeah, yeah. I passed it around as many people... That thing got passed around more than the...
The meet a comedy
for
show?
Throwing that around.
I was going to say...
I missed the joke.
Yeah. He said it got passed around, and I said more than me at a comedy show. Thank you. Hey. Retroactive laugh.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
I like that you're good. Like trying to like diss yourself, but you said it really fast, so it couldn't even like pick it up.
Still
working on my whole self-loathing thing.
So I wanted to point that out. This is like a...
Is Ray Roberts here?
Who's that? Who is Ray Roberts? That's a good one, Bob. That was funny. I almost invited him just for fun, shits and giggles, because Slim said he wasn't going to be here tonight.
Well, what
and
were you
I
up to?
I was like...
I was supposed to close.
And I was like, it's Chris Clem tonight. Yeah, I was like, I was like, just show up after work at least, you know?
Well, I mean, I invited like half the funny stuff, so.
So pretty soon I'm going to have a fucking dining room full of people. I'm going to set up some mics here. I have room for like 5 more mics, so if they show up.
That's like a humble brag.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up a mic, but I got room for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 more, not 5 total. Yeah, there's 5 already
yeah,
6
there's
going.
6 going right now. Yeah.
That's 11.
And if I run, I can.
Oh, good maths.
I can run.
See, at sacrifice, I'm going to set up 11 and a half mics.
Did you think about your New Year's plans so far, Chris Clem?
What do you mean?
But
for
I got sticks and keep
my bad. I don't know why it's cutting out. But
like for New Year's Eve or the New
you
Year?
Got, for the New Year, I should
oh,
say.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I got a lot.
I did say it like, what's your New Year's Eve plans? But I definitely meant like
a resolution. Like,
yeah, what's your plans?
That's the word.
What's the resolution?
Next year? Uh-huh. Maybe I'll keep it personal.
Okay. Nothing like just funny that you wanted to say? you know, like some simple like
he's trying to say your life is a joke.
No,
it's like I'm on Bob and Tom.
You don't have to you don't have to come in here and be like, you know, I want to become a better man with the way that I live. Like I just meant like
no, I don't need
you're like I want to make sure I watch all the Avengers movies in order one time this year or something like that.
Why would I need to make a resolution?
Sometimes you gotta have short term goals and long term goals.
In that case, there's one resolution I did not get last year that I made, and that was to play every Zelda game. I quit halfway
through.
You
tried.
Oh, yeah,
I
remember that.
I remember you tweeting.
Which one did you stop on?
Majora's Mask.
Oh. Now,
it's not even bad, but it was just like Ocarina of Time was so good, and then it was just like more of the same, and I was like, all right.
Now, you did 1, 2. Buckle My Shoe. No,
1, 2. Link to the Past. Link's Awakening. Uh-huh. Ocarina of Time. And I did all those
you didn't
by
go,
March.
Did you? You other than Link's Awakening, did you go to the more Game Boy expanded universe?
No, I was trying to go all of them in order. So after Majora's Mask was going to be Oracle of Ages and Seasons, and then
now that time
Wind
line
Waker.
Is all messed up.
Oh, you didn't even hit the DS ones yet.
Yeah, I was going in chronological release order.
Okay, so can we do Zelda Part 2 this year?
Maybe.
All right, that's where it's official. Everybody give Chris a round of applause.
Yeah.
It's official this year.
So brave.
We're going to do Zelda Part 2. I felt like you had to like really breathe that applause
in. I saw your logo where the Z and Zelda is a 2.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Fancy.
Yeah, I know.
I stuck to some resolutions. I'm lower weight than the beginning of last
year. Yeah, you came in the door. You looked very thin and proper. And
what is this?
I like when Chris Clem is lean, like, but you look bulky at the same time, man. You've been hitting the iron, pumping weights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can see it in your traps.
I worked out. I did take a couple months off here and there, like twice. I took a month off.
Now, have you been on the DECA or the...
this year I'm getting a big crate of Winstrol in.
And just start shooting steroids. Are you all right? There's somebody. Somebody's coming to the door.
Is that Marv?
Yeah, it's Marv Connor.
Oh, damn. Hey,
so, well,
I was just like, everybody wants...
I'll have to set up a microphone for Marv Connor. Sorry. We're talking about Chris Clem's steroid use.
Marv is my sponsor when it comes to steroid use.
Hey, Angel, go ahead and grab that mic over there. Remember how we did this earlier before?
I'll just listen.
No. We'll slide
actually,
you in here.
Maybe we should just take a break.
Yeah, we're gonna. That's what we're on right now. We're we're gonna have Angel set up a microphone.
I have more people here too.
You have more people here? How many people are here?
More people are coming.
John and Jasmine.
They're coming.
He's got this whole place about to be full.
I said what I was doing, and I said, you know, you really fucked them over by not showing up.
I don't think
I wasn't listening to you at all.
They left before I did.
He said he did.
Hey, yeah. I can't get in, nigga. It's USDA right here. I'm showing you with his back, motherfucker. With the 17.5. Shot him, gentlemen. Slick puller.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Boom shakalaka!
Non-stop 2 times a week action.
From long range.
With your host, me, Chris Clem.
He's on fire.
It's a basketball podcast devoted to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And sometimes the Indians, Browns, or whatever I feel like.
With the sweet finger roll.
Featuring interviews, insightful hard-hitting commentary, characters, and comedy sketches.
Whoa. Kaboom!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I love this game! Every Monday and Thursday on CavsCast.com or LousyWeatherMedia.com.
All the cool kids are doing it after all. And you want to be
ways
cool,
to fill in felines these days. Watch the path of the black one. Super villain. He rep called for Delph. Then a drunken stupor chilling. Ready and willing to inadvertently fall that. Plan of the mama.
There is like 50 people in here. Who said it was like a UN meeting right now? Chris was like, I invited Marv over. And some other people too. Like, all right.
Look, I already knew the history with John. I didn't want to
other
tell
people.
You. He was coming John. Unless he showed up.
Other people.
So yeah,
hey, you've already people. Known showed this show before.
Yeah, the only
no show every show.
No show.
I have no showed every podcast.
Mr. No Show.
I was like, yeah.
Title.
John's the John. Now this we had another guy on the show that used to do the booking. And you're the person you texted you were on the way, even, and never showed up.
I don't know what happened. I know I probably was in the car, and something stupid happened.
Yeah.
And my life gets crazy sometimes.
Now, this would have been like back when you were doing Perfect America with Cribbly and shit. So it would have been a good fucking almost 3 full years ago now.
Sheesh.
So it was a long time ago.
I bet he had.
So we've held that grudge now.
I don't, man, join the club. My podcast history in Ohio is awesome.
It's good to see you here because I've seen you live a few times.
Mine.
I'm sorry.
And I've always enjoyed your
you can't have it.
Comedy, so it's good to see John.
Thank you.
So let's say your last name correctly.
Bruton.
Now,
Ron Simmons doll right there.
Yeah.
Shout out Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons doll. I always tell the story. I saw that Big Fun in a bin, and I picked it up, like, and looked at the person I was with, and was like, you know who this is? This is Ron Simmons. And she was like, I don't care. So then I went up to the counter, and the guy was like, did you get it out of that bin right over there? I was like, yeah, you know who this is? This is Ron Simmons. He's like, no, I just need to know if it came out of the dollar bin over there.
And I was like, yeah, it's totally Ron Simmons. And fucking,
and also, keeping it from being a sausage fest here, Jasmine's here.
Jasmine's
a sausage fest. We all like pussy.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a sausage fest. There's already two women here to begin with. You guys not count?
You guys counterbalance everything because we're taking it into 2018 now.
Right.
The percentage is actually the same as it was before.
Arguably, Angel and I's attitude.
Are you doing math right now?
I'm doing math.
Bring it back. That's
the ratio of men to women has not changed since
I'm
the
not
show
picky.
Started.
Lesting has been getting a lot of bad press lately.
So Marv Connor's here.
Who?
Hello.
You've been here before. You were here two Christmases ago.
Yeah, back when rape was getting bad press.
Now you've moved on. Now it's moved on. Yeah.
2018, Marv. Take it into 2018.
We're taking it into 2018, Marv. Yeah. So
actually, that's why I told Marv because he brought me when he was on, and I felt bad.
Yeah. So
him.
You were like, you were trying to like.
I'm a guilt visitor.
So you were trying to just make up on
so
lost timer.
John and Jasmine.
Because John didn't come last time, and so John I didn't come one time. Fix that too.
And Jasmine's another person I've never like set a date with, but every time I've seen her out, I'm always like, "You are so funny.
Thank you.
Come over the damn podcast." But then I'm usually drunk, and I'm like, "Yeah, you're so funny." And then I just wander off to a toothless oblivion wherever I'm going.
Was that when we were at the Funny Stop and
It's
Pete
been at the
Chris
Funny Stop. Yeah, I've seen her at the Funny Stop. I've seen her at the Rialto and said it, and probably a couple other times I don't remember. But yeah, the one time at the Funny Stop was funny. I saw you with Bill.
Bill Squire?
Yeah, and we went out there.
We got that picture there.
Yeah, I was like, let me get a poster. He was like, I'm totally going to sign it. I was like, all right. Cool.
You asked him to.
What?
I have
the picture
of Bill hanging right over, like staring at me when I wake up.
Yeah, it stares at me during this sometimes. It reminds me of like Mona Lisa shit where the eyes move.
You really don't know what he's thinking in that picture.
But yeah, I went to take a selfie by the Chris Klemm caricature in the Funny Stop, and Pete was like, Chris Klemm's an asshole. And I was like, yeah, that's about fair.
Chris Klemm, help judge contest. I give you a rolling rock. Well, you didn't give me a rolling rock, so you only won.
Pete Slander.
You would not be involved in Pete Slander.
Oh, yeah, John Bruton. He'd take it up the ass in hilarities.
He is a great man. I love Pete.
So you all were hanging out at the Funny Stop tonight? Is that what was going on? Is the happening thing tonight?
I was trying to get out of there, and he's like, I needed somebody to judge. And so I was like, I'm going to leave. I finally left because I was like, this show's been bad. If somebody does good, let them win. I'm done. I told Marv.
You're a bad mouth in the show now.
No.
You know, I just catch
I think that. No, I am.
If
there's a key to a comedy show, I think you have to have at least 20 comics.
20?
At least. And I think you should stop giving the light halfway through because the guy running the light doesn't feel like doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think it should be a contest. And those three things were all met tonight. So.
Weren't you in a contest recently?
Oh, we're not talking about fucking.
Did want to hear this story.
Well, you were in other contests, weren't you?
You did. You were.
I totally regret this. I totally regret inviting him.
Let's keep going.
What contest is this?
Other contests you were in. What about the other contests?
You were on a mission this year for the Cleveland Comedy Fest.
That's what it was.
Yeah, right. You were gonna win this. And then I just saw like one day it went from like I can't wait to do this. Then it turned into. Fuck, I could have brought 20 people and blah, you know, and maybe if they cheered for me, I would have won.
Who
or
the
something
fuck is
of that
Jimmy
nature.
Mack?
I have no idea who won
you know,
this
guys,
year.
I've been trying to move on. It's been a month.
Who
the fuck is Jimmy
I heard Mack? Chris Klemm was accused of molesting some women and he resigned from the contest.
God damn, that's
right. What happened. That's not even funny.
He's like, don't put that on me.
No, it's
don't
not.
Put that
resigned. You gave it up.
I've never done anything to anyone. Women and now, thanks to Marv, I have to say that publicly.
The only thing Chris Klemm has done to me is make me laugh. Thank you very much.
Oh, damn. Thank she's you. Standing up for
so
you.
So you took your clothes off.
It's a nice. Yeah, that's
a good comeback.
I've never had sex with any comedians. Never.
I have never had sexual relations with that woman or that woman.
I'm surprised you get that reference, you youngin'.
Thanks. A couple overlaps. They don't count.
I'm faithful to my wife.
What'd you say?
You? Oh, he said he's faithful. Open micers, but they don't count.
Okay.
They don't become comedians. They just die in the womb.
Right, good. Let's move on to a different negative subject, Frida.
Oh, are we talking abortion now? Is that...
But Jasmine, you won the Cleveland Comedy Fest last year, right?
Yeah.
They gave you a big check? Is that what happens when you win?
Yeah, I thought I had to give it back.
It wasn't like the fucking Publishers Clearinghouse. Is that what that place is called?
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, they give them the big check. Happy Gilmore just wanted to keep the big checks.
Yeah, I did. I thought that we were going to have to give it. You ever seen that episode of Fresh Prince when he had to give the check back?
Yeah, he's like, who the Fresh Prince? It's just for... He said it was Fresh Prince.
Are you talking about Will Smith?
I'm talking about Will Smith, yeah.
What about Matt Lauer?
What about him?
That was a...
Oh, that was so great. She just said people's names. Usher out here.
Now I really get my up on the
table. I watched Fresh Prince.
I was about to say, all right, so what the hell
there
happened?
There was a comic tonight who started talking about Bill Cosby putting roofies in drinks and about how she could sniff them out like she was a drug sniffing dog or something.
She was like,
and then she,
she had the face of a dog.
And then she just started referencing men who had like been in the news without telling a joke
about
them.
So she just would say their name? Like, what about... Okay. I got you.
It's relatable comedy.
It was about as funny as you're laughing right now.
Yeah, I see it. I can envision the humor.
I think that's good.
Speaking of, Will Smith, I see another Will Smith movie today.
Bright?
Yeah.
All right, so to fill you guys in, Slim over here's favorite movie is I, Robot. And
it was one of mine.
Now, a couple people say I've never seen it, but a couple people, including Chris Clem, have really torn this kid up on the internet about it. Like, so
cyberbullied, if you will.
Yeah, and they're like,
whoa! I said it to your face too.
So you bully him everywhere,
Chris Clem. Chris Clem, the
you know what? I'm done.
Legendary.
You guys have a good show.
Thanks for asking us on, Chris.
Wait, what's the problem with iRobot? I thought it was pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right. It's time for the debate.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
How old are you?
23.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He turned 23 like a day ago, though, too.
Yeah, like
he
doesn't 2 weeks ago.
He don't even know Will Smith.
I mean, I would say the effects suck, like, in comparison to now.
Well, yeah, it's like 2001.
But when it came out, it was great. You guys saw it on fucking VHS or whatever streaming quality shit you saw.
VHS,
I saw it in a movie theater. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. You seen on, like, what's them old people reels?
I might have seen it in a movie theater.
Matinee.
Nickelodeon. You dropped a little nickel and cranked the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Wait, boy, this robot character is doing a lot of crazy things.
Did your first 3D movie like scare you? Did you think it was real?
You know when Avatar came out, it wasn't the first 3D movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first 3D
movie. Your lifetime it was.
My first 3D movie was Spy Kids, so.
I'm saved. Yo, saved.
So good,
for real,
right?
So good.
I remember watching like.
You both should not talk as much.
Wasn't it like. It was like a 3D episode of Married with Children.
Mara's first 3D movie was The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, that's
Big Chuck and Hulan.
They used to give those cheap glasses with the red and blue on the each side.
That's nice.
Just like, what was your guys's?
Mine was Avatar.
I'd say Avatar.
I feel like they did TV shows, like sitcoms in the 90s all the time.
There was a whole night of ABC did their shows in 3D.
Yeah, the whole night on.
You could get the glasses at Wendy's.
Mine was that pirate movie at Six Flags.
I've seen that.
I saw the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 4D at Disney World.
Shrek 4D at Disney World.
There's a pirate.
Didn't they have the Rugrats in Paris in 3D too?
What?
Like, came with the glasses in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
This is
Spider-Man has a ride.
So the age difference right now.
I was about to say,
every time someone who's my age comes on, just like, oh, what's up?
Yeah, I can relate. We're here.
I feel like there's five different age groups in here.
That's why it's a good coalition
now,
of.
What's a 3D movie?
They make color TVs.
All right. So you know, like a radio drama,
right?
Okay. There's a picture attached to it.
When we were kids, there was a show. I can't remember the name of it. But you would get a thing to place on your screen and draw on it. Was that? You know that?
What?
You would draw on it. Like he would say, draw me a boat to save me from drowning in the river. And you would throw this plastic on your TV and draw the guy a boat.
So were you still in the era where they just like made those like covers that you would put? You wanted a red TV, so you just put a red screen, like filter. Mm-hmm. It was like Instagram color filters TV for 1950. Yeah. I remember.
So when did you get a color TV?
I remember it was 1965. Ooh. We got a Sylvania 4 model.
Hell yeah. Wow.
So, pretty exciting.
Sylvania still makes, I still have their light bulbs.
That's the one I had when I grew up in my spare bedroom.
It had five UHF stations.
When the U.S. government used to turn the TV off, right?
There was nothing on after
broadcast day.
They'd play a flag in the national anthem.
You guys don't remember that?
That was before they could realize they could make money by just selling
infomercials. Ads all night. By the time I was a kid, I fell asleep to like Tales from the Crypt.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep to Girls Gone Wild. I love that Dennis
Miller one. I fell asleep to this. I fell asleep to the scrambled porn. You know.
I thought they didn't have. No, never mind. Yeah.
Those Girls Gone Wild ads, though, that song will get. It's still stuck in my
right.
head.
Right.
I don't remember the song.
How does
the song
it's go? Like Cabana music. It's
I remember, like. I remember it always being like the Petey Pablo song, like.
No, this was like a
Freak
a
Leak or whatever.
This was like the most.
That's
on the actual like videos.
All right, yeah. I just remember being like, yeah.
The TV commercial would just be like the most generic like production music that was just like doo, 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 and then show them on the beat.
I don't remember that shit. You guys like the Petey Pablo.
Do you know all the names? You used to fall asleep to it all the time?
No, but yeah, it definitely was like Tanisha.
Yeah, she goes nuts.
What about
North Carolina.
Come on and raise up.
Yeah, now that was the seventh grade dance song right there, man. We all would raise up.
Seventh grade. What year was that?
2002 or so.
Oh, good.
What school?
No, hold up. Seventh grade, I would have been 2001, 2000, 2001.
About 2000.
I think I chaperoned it.
Yeah, Marv was my teacher.
In 2002? Like seven?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get some space there. Break North it up, Carolina. You two. Break it up, too. Come on, fellas.
Hey, it's my favorite check the guys' ages. Were you scared when the buildings came down?
And
I got to go home early from school, so it was a pretty good day, like Chad Weaver.
Yeah, that's how you can tell, because I was nervous as hell when the buildings came down. I was 18.
I was in eighth grade.
I just went home.
I was a senior in high school, and that shit had us scared, man.
We had a bomb threat at my school.
I about cut a pinky off
that day. The same day you had
a
bomb threat.
Yeah, they had us all. And Hoban is like on a hill, and then there's a little bridge across the freeway. So every student had to walk across this bridge and go to the band field, and we had to wait there for like 2 hours.
Really? Like you were?
That's way home.
That's crazy.
Did people have cell phones?
Well, we didn't live like in the neighborhood, so they would have to like get.
They had cell phones, but not smartphones.
Yeah, we had cell phones.
Huge ones.
Flip phones.
They weren't that big at that time.
The kids wouldn't have them.
I had a StarTech at that time.
Yeah, I didn't.
One of those StarTech flip phones. Yeah,
I didn't.
I was 18. I mean, I had a life.
I had a pager at school in that time.
Oh no!
People would page me how much weed they wanted. And fuck it. Then when I got out of school, I'd be riding my bike delivering.
You sold weed off a pager.
Off a pager. In 2001.
In the 2000s, you still were selling weed.
Selling weed off a pager.
Instead of paperboy, he was the weed boy.
Like in 2000, he was selling weed off a pager.
You completely ignore that he's riding his bike around the neighborhood to do it.
No, like they're having a pager. It's like, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah, mom, take me to Pager Plus.
Like your $9 pager bill.
I guess that was weed. Yeah, I think it was like $7.50. Yeah,
I was bill for the pager.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to pay a girl's pager bill.
I think my pager
was so fucked up. She was so happy to have a pager bill.
Pager
I'm like,
Plus,
ball on this bitch.
Sean, I had to look up a picture of a pager because
you
like,
didn't remember what they were like. Yeah, people could.
Yeah,
it would
a
be
weird
their
time with everybody.
It would be their phone number, and then it would be how much money they had.
Did you feel like you were living a Biggie song?
Yeah, nah, that was just how it
you
got
don't
done.
Pages at 29?
No, I just forgot what they look like. They look like little GPSs.
I can get mine.
Yeah, like little GPS.
I get my pager out for you.
Yeah, garage openers.
You still have
like
a pager.
Fucked up yak bag.
You can still get them.
Why? Why would you need that?
Why?
Because you couldn't get a phone then, so they'd send you a message. My cousin used to have one. He thought he was all cool, and then he'd go to a payphone and call his friend back.
Yeah, yeah. It would just. I would just get a phone number and then a number message.
I can't shit on them too much because when I was in college, my freshman year, I did get a pager.
Which would have been the same time? Is that what you?
Wait, did 2002, you have a house
I
got one.
Yeah, I mean, I had a phone, but I was also selling weed in college.
So I got a pager.
Did you have a sidekick? Wasn't that what it?
Yeah, I had a sidekick too. Of course.
I mean, I think for one of those.
Black people
so
love
though.
That shit. Like, black people bought everything from a music video. So when Fab fucking when Fab true. Pulled out that fucking two way and that the fucking screen flip up, we said, "Oh shit, the game's about to change."
I wish we could bring those back. I miss having a full keyboard.
You can get one of those. You just get
T-Mobile still has them.
It'd be so slow though.
Nah, I think they went to 4G. They go to 4G.
Really?
You don't want them to bring them back. You want to use no apps, one from 2002.
Yeah, there are no
that's,
apps.
I mean,
way.
That's fine. I hate having this all touch screen. I miss my buttons.
You know, if you turn it to the side and you text, it's full screen.
Yeah, but it's dropping out. I want to click. I want to click something.
You
want
to click? You want to click something.
Yeah.
Get a BlackBerry.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't turn that to the side. Wait, they do that full screen?
Just
wait.
Carry around a Bluetooth keyboard do. Everywhere you go.
Yeah,
those buttons are too small.
Do that,
did
please.
Did you watch Kim Possible where it was like, yes, me if
I
you
want
to reach me?
Yes.
What the hell is Kim Possible?
In that one?
I didn't watch
Kim Possible. Ron Stoppable?
Hold up. Somebody, one person give me the explanation.
Okay, so there was this show where she, like, it was a Disney Channel show, I think. My little sister used to watch it all the time. I didn't, you know.
She's too cool.
I did it. I'm too cool for that. But there was a naked mole rat on there, and there's a whole like theme
Wasn't
song. It was like, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. And there was like a line where it's like, did.
So it was like a regular old go go song.
What was the mole rat's name?
Kim Possible.
The mole rat.
Fuck. I don't know.
Ron?
No, it was Ron Stoppable, was the dude.
Oh, so you know.
I don't know what the rat name was.
Holy. I hope somebody knows what the fuck y'all are talking about.
Yeah.
Some pretty he's like, he's to be bullshit. Cool.
I hate these fucking under 25 guys. Because a guy under 25 did not have to love sports. He could find some other weird shit to really engulf himself in.
Yeah, there's.
Like, man, I love Rugrats. Nigga, get a fucking ball in your hand. The fuck? Like, stop Rugrats. Watching. I don't care if these niggas grow up or not. Like, I don't want to see them as teenagers. They're cartoons. They don't exist.
You're making a.
This guy is a rapper, but he's down with Kim Possible.
Slim the rapper, down with Kim Possible.
When I was six, that was the shit.
You know what I watched when I was six? He-Man.
Like,
GI Joe. Castle and everything.
John's making a good point because you can get into niche everything. Products nowadays.
Yeah. Like, I had three channels I went through when I was that age. I either had Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, or Disney. It was one of the
those
three
were
I would
all
flip through.
Premium cable channels too when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You didn't have to watch dumb shit. Like, we had to watch Bonanza on sick days, you know what I did? Bonanza and fucking soap operas. I know who Victor Newman is, and I never gave a fuck, but I had to care. Because Victor had four wives. He all divorced him. One of them died and came back. Yeah. It was just a fucking horrible thing I had to deal with.
He's still on. He's That's still funny. On the show.
I remember.
He ain't dead yet in real life?
No, my mom watches a show with that Victor guy. He's still going strong.
I remember,
Oh, yeah, ABC. They had their Dragon Tales.
Oh, would do.
He used to watch Mario Brothers cartoon.
Had lost his face.
What was the first sports highlight you can remember as a child?
Probably something Rey Mysterio did.
Rey Mysterio?
That's a sports highlight, man. That's not a sport.
Rey Mysterio finally beat Dean Malenko for that cruiserweight belt. Greatest sports moment of my life.
When I was growing up, my grandparents would come over, and my dad and grandpa would sit in the living room every Sunday and watch golf, and I hated it. And I'd never really
that makes you a man, by the way.
Well, I didn't like it, but I never really knew anything else. And then I started watching wrestling, and
you were like,
I was like, "Oh, this is great!" And then I found out it wasn't real, and I was like, "Oh, I was so crushed." And then I started watching MMA. So probably the most real one was Chuck Liddell knocking out Randy Couture.
Okay, that was already like maybe, what, 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was deep.
2006.
Exactly. As a man, for
he's
me,
only
to,
22. So
still, as for you to be a man to me, you have to have a sports highlight you can remember that's like a childhood memory.
1970 Rose Bowl.
It's not even like a man. Like, you can't. You can be gay. It's just like, if you, it's a man.
For
give
listeners,
me that fucking highlight.
For listeners out there, I always wonder what people are talking about when they say toxic masculinity.
Here's
listen to John Bruton.
Angel wants to be a man. She has the sports highlight
Michael
in her mind.
Jordan slams dunk in Space Jam. He stretches.
I hate spreading.
I forgot all about that.
See? That's right. The Mind Stars are not real.
I'm pretty sure he hit a hole in one first before he did that.
Yeah.
No. That,
I don't
you're
know,
making
I
me
he
think.
In that movie.
You're making me think of my first sports highlight, which was when Danny is about to hit the game-winning putt, and then the course blows up at the country club, and he finally gets that college scholarship.
Game six of the fucking 1990 finals when the Bulls beat the Lakers.
90? My first sports highlight is the shot.
I remember that after.
Ouch.
No, that was the shot was the same.
Who shot who?
Oh God!
Who shot JR, man? No, it's
okay. I knew that one.
It's Cavs game.
I always stuck up for you, but I want to punch you in the face right now.
Michael Jordan got a shot on
Craig Elo, and it was the most diabolical celebrations ever.
he jumped. He had like a 100-degree fever that night, or some shit like that, right?
No, you're combining.
Combining the season before or week
after,
before,
after
season after.
Pretty sure Marv's first sports highlight was Jesse Owens in the 32 Olympics.
Nigga, that's funny. Nigga, that's funny. I don't give a fuck.
He's just not on the mic to defend himself.
When he refused to kneel to Hitler, it brought a tear to my eye.
It was actually the long jump. But
I used to sit in front of the TV and just yell at Bernie Kosar.
I remember.
Good name drop. Now,
you can still name like the entire 95 Indians, which I can't
first,
do
like,
either.
My first real sports memory was when I was at the game that Albert Bell hit his 50th home run.
That's amazing.
And I was eight. I was scared. What was going on? It was so loud. I was scared. I was like, why is it so loud? Like, I didn't realize
you were scared.
It was people yelling. It was that loud.
My first real sports memory, I guess, is that my favorite player, this made me think of it, Bob, was Bob Golic when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I used to have this little football, and I'd throw it around and say, football Bob, football Bob. And then one night, I did a show. It was like last Thanksgiving, the year before, at the Improv, and he came to it. And I was just so excited because I finally got to meet Bob Golic. And I was like, Bob, I just want to tell you, when I was a kid, you were my favorite player. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I doubt it. And then just blew me off.
He was like, you watch Saved by the Bell.
You were great on Saved by the Bell.
He's like, I'm not your favorite player. Yeah. And he took a picture with me, but I was like, no, you really were. But okay. Your brother's better than you. That's why he's national.
So Bob has self-esteem issues, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, he seriously thought I was just lying to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
Bob Golic. He's like a fucking super right-wing guy on 1100 and shit in the middle.
But can
of
we point out that every man here bonded a little Ewing. Bit more? And my toxic masculinity, we all bonded a little bit more.
Yeah, who shot JR?
Before you guys get all fucking pansy on me and act like I'm such an asshole. Every man here shared his goddamn memory of how he grew up as a man.
That's one way to like come back, is to not make a joke, but then just whine.
No, just to point out, you motherfuckers see, after I called everybody's car, I said, you know what? I do have a penis that works. You know what I remember? Albert Bell's 50th home run. He topped everybody with his goddamn story. He was at a goddamn historical event.
You know what I remember? When those kids egged his house and he ran over them in his Jeep.
That's I thought you were talking about Bob.
I remember.
I was like, oh, fuck.
I remember going over to Albert Bell's place after he allegedly beat his girlfriend up. I remember that.
You went to the place?
Yeah, because my friend was a trainer and his boyfriend.
I loved Albert Bell.
His friend.
Yeah,
he was my favorite player.
But he allegedly beat
this
women.
This kind of stuff makes me glad I wasn't into sports for a while.
They're like, oh, he's spit in this dude's face.
Beating women has been going on since they had contracts.
Well, no shit.
Like, let's not act like
we know he beat trick-or-treaters.
I never even thought about them, let alone the fact that they beat women. So
Jim Brown
like,
threw a woman out of a window.
Yeah, Jim Brown was. We love Jim Brown as black people, but we don't really talk about what he did outside of marching.
But he threw her out the window.
Yeah, second story. He just threw her right.
Second story.
Why is his running and marching Jim Brown? We don't fuck with that guy.
He literally threw her off his balcony.
Did she die?
He beat ass.
It was the
though.
Second floor.
He was beating women before it was even
I mean, there's
thing.
A certain level of
because he had a small penis.
I got thrown out of a window.
Allegedly.
No, nobody asked.
I'll say
that.
So I'm not
Brown.
Saying I date him. I'd watch him play.
My friend had said he was the locker room boy for Jim Brown, and he said all the Browns players picked on him for having such a small penis.
Jim Brown.
And he could not handle it. He would go nuts on people and beat the crap out of them.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but that's funny.
I don't either.
I hope it's
like, sounds like
it's a legend. We can't really test him because nobody else can like refute his story because he was the oldest guy there. if he said, yo, man, Jesus was an asshole.
I was painting the drive-thru in Springfield when he told me the story in 1970.
I'd like to.
See, that right there. Stamps every all story he takes. All he had to say is a city and a year, and you're like, fuck you, you're right.
I like corroborated. Washington Post fucking corroborates that story.
Extra detail. Yeah, like,
but the guy also said he had sex on the green of a golf course. I didn't believe that, so I don't know how honest this guy was.
All right, once he says, I was in this city in 1955. It don't fucking matter. He was born yet. You're like, God damn. It's a great story, old guy.
I want to imagine Blatant Collier making fun of Jim Brown's dick. God damn, Jim, you got a tiny ass pecker there.
Blatant was brutal, man. He didn't mess around.
I just think all old black dicks back then had to be big, though. I swear they all, like, at least meaty, if not long. Like, just because. Like, they didn't have the same shit.
Let's
we got to
investigate.
Eat.
Okay.
You know what? If you're Fred the Hammer, I got to believe that's true, John. Yeah. Fred the Hammer.
Like, you think Bubba Smith Fred probably had the biggest dick in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Out of all the words you could choose, you said
meaty. No, I was high as fuck the other day, right?
Are we talking real eggplant emojis?
Fuck, I said I was high as fuck.
It's corn emojis now, Slim.
And I was watching Police Academy on goddamn Netflix for some reason.
And you were like, Michael Winslow's got a meaty ass dick.
No, not Mike Winfield, Bubba Smith, man. Just seen it. I'm like, this nigga's dick had to be stupid. Like,
meaty.
He was all pro.
Like, he just so big. It's like, this dude had to sit in the backseat of a car.
There wasn't room for his dick up front. Yeah, is that what we're getting at there?
He said it was stupid. Like, as a, it's like,
hey, strap my dick in.
Actually, you got a point, because on the Andre the Giant biography, the guy who was like his traveling partner was like, I don't want to talk about it personally, but he was proportional everywhere, and I mean everywhere.
Yeah. So he had big fingers?
Yeah. He just had two big balls that were like softballs.
I just watched Princess Bride yesterday. Thanks for bringing that
Did
up.
Did you? Yeah. Billy Crystal and Andre the Giant.
That's what Andre the Giant called his dick.
I never think about
Billy Crystal.
Out of all the guys in that movie, I never think about Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal. I name the most random people in all movies or anything like that. I always will pick like somebody will be like Sean Astin. I'll be like, oh, from 50 First Dates. You know, I never grab Lord of the Rings. You know, what the fuck? Cares about
oh,
it.
Sean Astin.
Somebody
oh,
says. God. Somebody right. says. Somebody
I thought
says,
you did say Sean. I was like, you real. Sean, live Adam
yeah,
Sandler
no,
life?
I'm Sean Astin. That was the joke the other week when I was like, is Sean Astin yeah, Stranger yeah, Things? Yeah. Yeah, that's the joke. But no, I was about to say another one, but he threw me off.
I'm sorry.
Fuck this guy.
I didn't get your joke. I thought you were saying like you just said
that
you
I
were
was
in a movie?
That yeah. I was in 50 First Dates. No, Sean Astin, the actor, you know from. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Rudy.
Yeah, that time I was being serious. I wasn't doing the. Gotcha. Joke from Rudy. Yeah. Somebody says Emilio, I say Garbage Man. What the fuck was that movie?
I would just say
Repo.
Like the Night at
Repo,
the Roxbury
man. Yeah,
thing.
Repo
like,
Man.
Emilio!
I'll bet Drew Barrymore didn't remember it in 50 First Dates. Yeah.
That was funny.
Anyway, you were getting into something there, John, and I clearly cut you
it's
off.
Billy
about
Crystal.
Billy Crystal, yeah, that's what it was.
No, it was random. I just realized a lot of my friends, who are black and from bad neighborhoods actually saw this movie called Neverending Story, and I never believed it. Like, I thought that was only like a kid from the suburb movie.
Yeah.
You're too young for this shit. I ain't got time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huge dragon dog flies to save
everyone.
Yeah,
it's so hard. It's like, it's a great story. But my friend, he's like, he's hood as fuck. And he like, man, you know my favorite movie growing up, man? You can't tell nobody, but it was Neverending Story. I said, shut the fuck. You never seen Neverending Story.
Like a guilty
you never
pleasure.
Childhood for real. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Like three of my other black friends had known this shit. I got black friends too. It's weird. But
and then they all knew the movie?
They all have seen Neverending Story. I said, oh my God, you guys almost had a little bit of hope of childhood.
This is going to sound racist to you, but I was talking to my girlfriend. She's black. And I was like,
congratulations.
I was telling her, I was like, I said something where I had said to her, she was like, I don't know who Ronnie Dangerfield Field is. I was like, Ladybugs. No. And she was like, oh yeah, I've seen that movie. I was like, yeah, black people love Ronnie Dangerfield.
We don't.
I was like, so of course, he's, no, I was like, don't. You've seen Ladybugs. You're
we
like,
love
no,
Red
I hate
Fox,
that guy.
Though. If you had Red Fox, like, he's on Ronnie Dangerfield.
No, I know plenty of black people that liked Rodney.
Yeah.
How old are these white? How old is black people?
Roughly our age.
Roughly. Nobody but my age respects
me. Wally Sparks
that.
Was really big at my
anyway,
school.
The point was, I was like, nah, you totally love Ronnie Dangerfield. And then she was just looking at me like, nah. I'm mad that I have seen that movie because of that, but I'm not okay with you saying this to me right now. I was like, yeah, all right.
She ever saw Caddyshack?
She's probably not. Well, you got to put her in Slim's age group.
Yeah,
is she your girlfriend again?
What's up?
My kids
that,
were raised
on
you
want to
talk
times.
About this on a fucking podcast?
Oh, sorry.
Right?
I had a black girlfriend once.
Yeah,
I'm
like, what?
You're talking about everything, updating people on every other statement in the last episode.
It's so nice.
Well, you want me? We went out tonight. We went to a place called the Ignorant Owl. and I got a hamburger on a Groupon.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. You go all out for your dates.
No, I will defend that, sir.
You got a cheeseburger?
When you get a girlfriend, Groupon is now on the fucking board.
Yeah, but I thought they were broken up, so he's like, let's get back together. I bought two Groupons.
Nah, we hang out every once in a while. You know how girls
are. You still got like, a plan. Say, hey, baby, I thought you know, I bought this Groupon before we broke up.
I pulled up in the Cutlass Supreme. My doors were frozen. I had to punch the fucking door from the inside to get it open for her, you know.
Chivalry isn't dead. Check out
the expectations are already low.
It's awesome, too. So I've had white duct tape across the side of my car for a while, too, because the one panel's like sticking out, so I'm just like, I'll duct tape the fuck out of it. But then the duct tape's starting to come off, so now it just flaps on the side of my fucking car when I drive. So everywhere I go, it's like, pop, 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 pop. Nice. I love it. Like, it just adds to the beats. Yeah.
I'm not going to make fun of you that.
It enhances the music.
One summer, my friend Tim puked out the side of my car, and then we were driving to Columbus, so I didn't have time to clean it then, and it like got off.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
holy shit.
God.
What? Yo. Oh, my God.
That was insane.
The last spot, so.
Bro.
Almost died.
Damn.
What'd you do to my chair?
No, that did not just happen.
For those of you just tuning in, I need a historic figure.
Yo, is this chair breaking my ears?
I just got done drawing Andre the Giant, and then we almost lost a historic figure, guys.
Well, I won't fix that.
The Great Depression, its legacy was over.
That's what happens when you bring a chair up from the basement.
If I was sitting in that chair,
what happened?
You want me to stand? I'm young.
Oh my God.
Steph's still recording.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, I heard it.
Did you record him?
Yeah. You look at me, you're like, is this chair breaking? And I look down and I'm just like, yeah.
No, you can say I'm going to stand. Okay. I'm going to do this like talk radio.
This is a new aesthetic.
He's scared. He's like, what? To me?
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God, guys.
Yeah, bring that out. That'll be better.
Get the lawn chair.
That'll be better.
Get out of here. How many people's hands have biffed it in this one? Seriously.
Check it for
cracks. I must have a baby.
Check it for cracks.
Now, yeah, I want to check my basement for termites now. What the fuck?
Termites.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell ads anymore. You could just sue him for destruction
of
property.
Were you leaning? Like, come on, you're a teacher. You tell the students not to lean in the chairs. Because that happens.
I blame Robert Udy.
He almost died.
Fuck him.
He almost died.
That's legit.
Holy shit. Are you okay? I mean,
yeah, I'm fine.
I don't want to get sued, so I want to make sure on record you're like, I'm okay.
You just talked about a Cutlass Supreme with duct tape on it. You don't have to worry about being sued. I don't want to go on the road here.
He's going to take you for all $25.
Everything you got.
All right, so you, Chris Clem's standing because he's too afraid his chair is going to break now. So, yeah, are you...
No one's sitting down anymore. I don't know what's going on here.
It's like the weight.
I'm pretty sure I weigh more than Mark. So.
Dude, that chair should be. That's a good kitchen chair. I got that with the good kitchen table over there in the corner.
Start yelling at you.
I'm gonna have to disagree. I don't think it's a good chair at all.
Damn it! It's a good furniture.
There must be like somebody out to get you, Marv, or something. There's.
It's the goddamn CIA.
Fuck somebody. It's you've been. Yeah, you started dropping facts about 1970 and shit, and all of a sudden, your chair just destroys.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So you about to drop a dope track on us, Chris Clem.
Yeah. Turn up my headphones.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Basketball.
Yeah. Come on, I was trying to sound like Curtis Blow. And,
that sounds sick.
Yeah. I'd like to hear Curtis Blow impression.
Someone who shall not be named was like, well, that sucked. And I was like, listen, I've seen Curtis Blow in concert 3 times. It did not suck.
What can't you say their names? What can't you say names?
I can't say his name.
Why not?
I just can't.
I'm with him. Name names.
Voldemort? Name
names. Paul Wolf. Paul Wolf.
Paul Wolf is the one that said it.
Yes.
I like Paul Wolf. I hung out with him not that long ago.
I love Paul Wolf. How's it going, Paul?
He was drunk when I saw him. And that's how, you know, people are normally.
Normally, when they're alcoholics.
Normally.
When they're alcoholics, you know. So, I want to get a little roundup what everybody's got fucking going on since everybody's sitting here.
fucking...
Well, some of us are sitting here.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, some people...
I'm going to sit down. Marv looks very upset.
Yeah, are you all right? Okay. Marv. I mean, I'm worried about you now. I feel terrible.
Well, I realized I did just turn down a Cutlass Supreme. With
That's the first time furniture has been broken here since Anthony Savette.
Yeah, when Anthony Savette fell through my fucking living room table. Hey, so I used to have like a, it was a different table, but it was out there, and he went to like, he got wizard status, and he was like, I'm going to go sleep here. And he fucking went to turn to fall on my couch, and he like did a full like barrel turn, missed the couch, and just pancaked the table. And fucking, my table's not clean either. It was like 30 beer bottles on it. Just so all you hear is like ching, cling, 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 cling. Like,
I for the longest time had this amazing photo on my phone of Mr. Chris Klemm putting Anthony in a figure four lock.
Four leg lock. Yeah,
they put him in one after the show.
And you don't have that
to
photo
like
anymore?
To what prove a statement?
I don't know. Some comedy show basically turned into a wrestling match. Oh, I remember what it was. Something happened, and I came down after when the show was about to end. Maybe he was up or something, and I stone cold two beers, and I smashed them together, mm-hmm. and I poured them all over, and then gave him a stunner, and then when he was down on the ground, put him in the figure four.
Stone colding beers works pretty well, too, man. Have you... everybody's like, oh, Stone Cold didn't get drunk when he Stone Cold the beers. Man, I Stone Colded a beer, and I was like, that gave me a head buzz. I was like, hell yeah.
You just, as long as you actually drink it, and you just...
Well, I poured it back, and I was, you know, I probably, you know...
Yeah, I mean, he would spill some on his chest, but
I kind of wish that was a GIF, because that motion is very suggestive. Like Photoshop and
Stone Cold. He's Stone Cold, man.
You can make that the picture for the shot.
You still got to get a group shot.
Yeah, I always take pictures. I didn't expect there to be 30 people here.
I told you, man. I felt bad being late. I was going to make it up in quantity, not quality.
That is awesome.
I've been doing that for a long
time. You need some Polaroid film.
I need Polaroid. Polaroid film and a Polaroid
camera. That's what I use.
They still make Polaroid's still a trusted brand. Nowadays, they just are like on little digi screens and print out of a tablet.
Yeah, I got a little Polaroid thing I got for free.
What, like a little mini one?
Yeah,
those little mini rectangle Polaroids now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
Fuji
I got.
Like
or Fuji, whatever. Yeah. But it's like comes out the bottom.
So what do you got going, Chris Klemm? You're improvising in Chicago still. You didn't get the Cleveland Comedy Fest this year, like you wanted.
I brought that back.
Yeah, I had to tie it all back to normal.
Who the fuck is Jimmy Mack?
I want to see. I want to see how you overclimb this depression throughout
the
new year,
2018. Now he's. You're tearing me apart between looking like an asshole. That's why.
You don't need. You just. I just want to know about. Just want to know about how you're looking in 2018, man.
I'm looking forward to the future.
All right,
Zelda games to come.
You know, every other Friday. Whatever. Nobody here. There's
Marv Connor. So,
you know what? I told him I'd go to Chad Weaver's show on Friday.
Yeah, you are going to do Chad's show this week,
the
right?
Bop Stop.
The sketch show.
Oh, the Bop Stop. Forgot
Sunday
about
night?
That.
You're
Saturday,
going Bop Stop.
Saturday. Yeah.
So you're hitting some shows when you're in town, then?
Yeah, just maybe stuff I agreed to. When I
that's why you're here now, yeah.
No, I was looking forward to this for a long time.
It's been a good time. It's been fun. Yeah, I have pictures of Niagara Falls on the wall behind Jasmine's head there.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know why I put them there. I just did. They're like placemats.
This is my first time in here with the new crew.
Yeah, we got a whole new crew here we've been doing for a while. Well, Slim's been here for a little over a year, but then Allison and Angel joined a few months ago.
But I never met Slim
now.
In person until on the show.
You've never met Slim?
No, we did a show together. Yeah, show. But I'm saying I've only done the show online.
Got
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Via Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the only person I'll do Skype with. That shit's annoying.
Sorry.
It's like wee 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 wee. Like hisses and shit. I gotta do all kinds of EQing and editing to your voice and shit.
And then you gotta get like somebody to tell you their actual name and not Andy Pones.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a deep cut. So Marv Connor.
Why do you remember my old email?
Andy Pones.
Because it was told, look for Andy Pones. And I'm like, there's 15 people that say Andy Pones, and none of them have Akron, Ohio underneath. And then it's like, oh, that was the wrong one.
So anyway,
it was very annoying for me. That's what.
Okay, all right.
Jasmine Carter.
Sorry, I scarred your mental.
What's your 2018 looking like? You got a bright, sunny future ahead of you?
I think so. Got a few shows in L.A., Indianapolis.
All right, so you're going to get out traveling this year. I know you've been going to Pittsburgh and whatnot, back and forth.
Yeah.
So your eyes are on getting out of the state.
Eventually. Uh-huh. My work isn't done yet.
You want to refine the craft.
Yeah.
If you go back, come back to me, because I thought of some stuff.
But no, I was trying to... I know last time I talked to you, this is a terrible story. I don't know if you want to talk about it. But I was really enthralled via the internet your graduation drama that happened.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, you. Yeah, God. So I was like, she posted, like, I'm going to graduate. And I was like, look at this girl. I'm proud of her. I probably gave it a thumbs up, like, you know. I'm always proud when somebody graduates. But then she was like, I'm on my way to my graduation. Like, so hell yeah. And then, like, 4 hours later, it was like, so my graduation was yesterday, apparently. Yeah. So you showed up with the whole family, cap and gown, ready to go.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing. No, because it was a mistake on my part. My advisor is kind of slow.
All right.
She's been giving me false information since I declared my major, and she told me a date, which was the day that I showed up. When she handed me the tickets, I never checked. I'm like, okay, why would you get that wrong? That's not something that you get wrong. You know your graduation. And we got all dressed up and was ready to go. We drove out there, three cars.
I was like, when I read this story, I was like, that has got to be the most heartbreaking.
Oh my God. No,
situation.
I didn't care about graduating at all. I still have the what is it called?
The diploma?
Degree?
Whatever. Whatever that thing is.
You
know? Call it your family, though, right?
No, because like, my mom was crying and complaining, like, oh, I just want to see you walk to stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's do it. And then I didn't do it. So I was like, no.
What did you guys do afterwards?
Pretty funny.
We sat at Chad Weaver's show for like 2 hours before it started. And then I had to perform. And my sister was so tired. My mom was so tired. And I just felt stupid. And I performed. And then we left.
So did you, what was going on in the, was there something else going on? You couldn't just be like, let me walk across this fucking thing for a photograph.
No, it was a swim meet. People were swimming and diving, and I walked in there.
That's awesome.
Put a cap and gown on it, like, what's wrong with you?
Damn.
I'm like, what a graduation at? He's like, that was yesterday. And I was like,
that's terrible, man. I felt so bad.
No, it's cool. It's whatever.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but I really like that story.
Yeah. I use it now.
You work that into the actor.
I couldn't even imagine that. That's insane.
It sucked. I would just felt so dumb because I'm like, these people are judging me. They think I'm retarded. Like, can I say retarded? I'm going to say it anyway.
You can say retarded. Yeah, that's fine.
Sean, give me the woof in the chair. We're going to build her a goddamn stage right here. And do this.
I thought they showed us in 2018.
We are moving it in 2018, but retarded still flies for now.
That was what? That was a year ago.
I don't approve.
I'm not going to use it. Let's just move on, though.
Retarded flies with half the room. Well, that's how you know within 2 years it's not going to fly anymore.
Anyways, it's going to take until 2020.
So, John, how have you been moving things into 2018? You're coming to podcast now. Look at this, man.
Nah, I do it often.
You should be a regular appearance. You just stroll in every week. Like, fuck all y'all.
Every time I do a podcast, I get a fucking angry Facebook status from some kid I don't talk to.
I feel like you've been good today. I don't know.
No, today
was
solid.
You pissed off. Yeah.
Oh, man, it don't take much. Like, Jimmy Mack. Now you know who the fuck is Jimmy. That's going to come up. Jimmy Mack's going to be mad at me with his $2,000 check he didn't deserve. He's a white man, so it is what it is. But,
he's gonna be so angry.
Yeah, his four open mic appearances has got him ready for this shit to get a contest.
So
I give everybody nicknames. You're Sugar Cookie.
Sugar
Cookie.
The pain in my ass.
Why am I a sugar cookie?
Because you're sweet.
That's almost complimentary, but coming from you, I know that's an insult.
I better not be chair buster. I better not be chair buster.
Because you're drawing more time. Expensive but than you should be. Time.
So, but you, I remember you did the Let the Hate Flow Through You with Scheer and Hordano about the segregation in Cleveland.
It hasn't. Right? It's gotten worse.
And now, I remember listening to that and not thinking you called anybody out. Or I was like, he gave Jasmine praise. I was like, there was nothing.
I mean, I give her. Oh, that's what just happens.
But I didn't see you as like being a down, mad person. And then all I kept hearing was like, oh yeah, there's so many people angry about this episode.
I do
like,
cheap
why?
Shots. I do very subtle cheap
so,
shots.
So somebody like me, not in the middle of all the shit's not gonna know.
It's not even your problem.
Man. Not even gonna notice it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like, that's the way to do it. So why? Yeah, I mean, you can't even get mad then.
Well, because the guy who left Cleveland, everybody just liked Ramon because he was very dry and he didn't talk to people.
Yeah.
And my problem is I can't shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. So you talk to everyone and mm-hmm. about everyone, basically?
I asked him earlier today, two people who said hi to me. I'm like, who the fuck is that? He was like, I don't know. I said, ah, shit. Hey, John. Hey. Good set up there tonight. I didn't think you were eating dick at all. It was just like, it seemed effortless.
Yeah, I mean,
seemed effortless.
I give John credit. He tries to be nice. There was this set that was absolutely horrible. And as soon as the guy came down, he's like, what's up, John? He's like, great set. But then they probably are like, later on, people are like, that sucked. They're like, oh, that John Bruton was lying to me.
I'll take it, man. I mean, I never told a guy he wasn't funny. There even in an argument, even when me and guys go back and forth and they say they're funnier than me, I never go back
Chris
and forth.
Chris Klemm tells everybody they're not funny, yeah.
That's my difference. I won't do that. I won't say you're not funny.
Chris Klemm's like, whoa.
What a bully.
Yeah, you're the guy like known for making somebody quit comedy and
I wish
walk
I
out.
Oh, I can't wait somebody quits.
Who'd you make quit comedy?
Matt Karp.
Now you... Marv's like, who the fuck was that? But no, I'm just saying like...
I've never... I'm not, and you know, you people will just twist my words around here. I'm surrounded by six enemies.
Yeah, you're not a bully.
All right, Chris, I see where the number's at. I see
I don't
where
know
we
about
at.
That. Am I right?
No, not real enemies, but it's like everything will slip. Oh, what happened to Cleveland Comedy Festival? And then he's going to start saying stuff about JM. And then if I say something,
he gets two letters out of your mouth.
All right. I
fucking Harry Potter.
You know, every time I say what I actually think, somebody gets upset. And I know. John can, I don't know if handle it or just expect it because he's got his own shows and stuff like that. I'm trying my hardest to be nice.
You got my shows too, Chris.
You got to be political.
You got
be
my
political.
Shows too, baby.
I'm not trying to be political.
I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Who the fuck is Jimmy Mack?
I think Chris is nice. He's never been mean to me. Yeah.
Chris is John? Nice as can be. I feel bad for.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. You can win just by bringing people. He just exploited the rules.
That's part of
it. If I'm going to shit on him, why? The person who came in second place was horrible, too. I'm not going to shit on anybody.
I actually think for our last break, we should play Return of the Mac on a loop in honor of Jimmy Mac.
You can shit on me, but Return of the Jedi sucked.
What?
Return of the Jedi.
You fucking asked
both of them. You're wrong.
Before you even record the show, can I say this? I will be mean to somebody,
go ahead.
And now I'm going to take misplaced anger at shitty comics.
Hey, let's
Jedi?
Go. Let's go.
When I walked in this room, he goes, The Last Jedi sucked. And I said, really? Yeah, well, I doubt you have a reason for it, considering your friend's criticism against it was dumb as shit. And he's like, yeah, well, mine is too.
He did say that.
My criticism's dumb as shit, too.
Can I explain? Because everybody who says it, they never have a reason. Why didn't you like it?
All right, spoilers, guys. Spoilers.
Wait. I feel like I got a good...
Someone put some cans on Marv so he can't.
Because Luke Skywalker was in it? Like, you mad about that?
No,
shit?
I'm mad because fucking Leia magically got blown out into space and then let's bring her back to life and then she floats into the spaceship.
She doesn't
are you
die.
Fucking kidding me?
She's out there for five seconds. She doesn't die instantly.
Oh, in space. In space. A human is out there for 5 seconds in space.
I can't believe that. Star Wars, get the fuck out of here, Slim.
That's what broke the movie for you?
She's not.
That's the
first
thing.
That was the first.
How is she
thing.
A human though? Where do you get human from? Nobody says Earth in the whole fucking the whole thing.
Okay,
Earth.
Okay. I mean, what, I mean, she's not an alien. She's a human.
Daughter of the
that's
most
white man speaking. That's white man thinking.
Wait,
wait, that's white man thinking. She's not an alien, nigga. They're all aliens to us.
You're right. We don't know how long
they're not humans though.
Survive in the vacuum.
Nobody's a human. They don't say Earth one time.
Okay, but everyone else. Admiral Akbar died. He's just gone. No one made a mention of his
Skandar,
name.
Skandar Akbar.
Vader's are dead. Admiral. So do what the fuck he wants.
Thank you for playing
that. I need to ride in the car with Admiral Akbar.
Hold up. Hold up.
That's all a right. trap. That's a classic.
I imagine Marv is trying to avoid spoilers right
next.
Now. Is that what's going on?
Sorry, Marv.
Have you heard of my father, Darth Vader? Like, fuck, I can't breathe.
She made Ben Solo. That's like, she can create. And her brother is Luke Skywalker. She has some fucking
force. I used to work the territories of Admiral Akbar.
Hey, but Luke. But her coming back to life, knocking on the door.
She wasn't dead. She wasn't dead.
Fucking microphone. What are you talking about? All right, go no, go ahead, John. Finish the thought. Good.
She wasn't dead.
She wasn't dead.
She got blown up. Man, what?
You're good, Chris. Go ahead.
She wasn't dead. You just keep saying she came back to life. She's out there for 4 seconds. When did she die? She never died. She got shocked by the blast.
She's in space.
You act not like human you, either. You're taking yourself and putting humans in these whole situations. Right. Nobody's human at all.
Here's something.
There is no human race anymore.
I got. Forget John's argument. It's correct. John's correct on that argument. Here's another argument. Again, proving why you're wrong. Okay. There's a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy that came out that features a scene where
has
a human
Batista
being
in it.
Never seen it.
Then stop talking about movies.
Why are we even listening?
Quit talking about Star Wars.
Have you seen all of them? Have you seen the first 800 of them?
All of them. Rogue One, two, Rogue
so
One
when
straight.
Have you heard human?
Mute
when have you ever heard human?
You're right. John's right. But I'm gonna help John bury you even more.
Okay.
Okay. So in that movie, there's a scene where two people are out in the vacuum of space, and people complained about how unrealistic that they could survive. The biggest science hater of movies of all time, Neil deGrasse Tyson, even said that a human theoretically could survive in space for a couple minutes. The problem would be that there's so
too cold.
It's so cold. Yeah, they might freeze. So she's out there. You see the ice crystals. She's out there for 4 seconds, and you think she's dead already. You're just showing your ignorance of science by thinking you would die that fast in the vacuum of space, even if she was a human. So for that to be your criticism, you need to go back to school and work on your science classes, because that's wrong.
All right.
So what else did you like besides the fucking mother of a Jedi warrior the sister of a Jedi warrior and the daughter of a Jedi warrior has somehow have Jedi skills and she can just fucking...
And
go
she,
back to this
she
shit.
Mind melds with her son Ben contacts her right there. She's already using the force right there. So don't say like she can't use the force.
The new character was horrible.
Which
the
was
little
it?
Asian girl.
She has a name and it's Rose Tico. You racist!
You're telling me she How fell in love with Finn in 12
He's
hours.
He's a gorgeous man. He's a celebrity. Yeah.
The fact that Finn was going to be a hero.
The Finn, say it right.
And then she
the
was like,
fucking
boom.
Finn.
No. We got to do this for love.
Oh my God.
And the, Finn. And the fact that the AT-ATs didn't blow them out of the water. For what?
Crazy stuff.
All right, now you're criticizing the movies based that goes against what you saw in the original trilogy. So that's not going to fly. The thing with Finn and Rose is you guys ever been in like a near car accident or something? If we survive, the first thing
I had a chair break once.
Damn it, that was good.
Damn right, that deserves a belt.
You're basically the same thing.
You're full of emotions and feeling, and right there she sees Finn and she just wants to kiss him because she just thought she was going to die and she just risked her life for him. That's a storytelling choice. And like John said, he's a celebrity, he's handsome, and he's a celebrity in the context of the movie. He's a hero of the resistance from The Force Awakens. Secondly, where are your complaints about The Empire Strikes Back when all the rebels are running around under their feet of the AT-ATs and they don't get hit? They make it perfectly clear that the AT-ATs are up too high and their lasers can't target people running around on the ground, which is how Luke Skywalker was able to get up underneath one and slice it up.
That's fair, but you're telling me that Finn was able to pull her from the wreckage on a piece of wreckage all the way back to the base.
It's a movie in space, dude. Suspend your disbelief.
You don't have to
suspend it. None of them were like,
there.
Yeah, let's kill this person.
They're all worried anymore, about Luke Skywalker, not the guy carrying somebody on the edge of the screen.
Kylo Ren
said he didn't care about anything but that. That's why he went down there, and it was a distraction.
That's how all the rebels escaped.
I just think any movie that doesn't have lyrics in the song can't be good.
I'm with you.
Have you seen any Star Wars movie? This is right in line with all Star Wars movies.
They should have got Randy Newman into this song or something.
I would really love if episode 9.
She lost her hand.
Episode 9 needs to open with a crawl.
She lost her hand when she got into a fight with somebody. She lost her hand.
And he's an idiot.
On yeah. story.
Did you see Big
She's a robot hand. If she had had a robot hand, it would have been great.
Or episode, Luke's been her father, right?
Right, yeah.
Episode 9, Slim right. was wrong. He's an idiot. Doesn't know he's
Luke should have been her father all of a sudden, because everybody wanted to see that.
So wait, his argument's about Rey now?
No, it's no, we was an Asian girl right. shouldn't love a black man.
One last point.
Everybody can get what I'm fucking Larry King in this shit. I'm about to light a cigarette. Tell you all, we're gonna take one more call.
They say her name 500 times, and yet you can't remember her name. She's just Asian girl.
No, she was a horrible character to me. I did not like her. Anyway,
last point. I got you.
When all right, first of all, the fact that the new admiral did not disclose her fans and family, she could have just said, "Hey, we're probably gonna have to evacuate this thing." And then the little shuttle goes off onto the casino planet, and unnoticed by anyone else on the ship. That was ridiculous.
She even immediately calls it out and says, "What was that?" Okay. And a girl who's helping them escape says, "Oh, nothing. We just hit an asteroid."
Okay, so didn't see that part, but that might be explained. Anyway, number
oh
two,
God.
The have fact that all...
Hold up. I thought
once.
You had one more
that,
point.
This is it. This
You
it
said was, one more point,
the fact
and this
that all,
is your second
all
point.
All the transport ships were evacuating, and then... and the Empire could not
okay,
notice those.
MSNBC,
but then, all of a sudden... Once the smuggler dude who like betrayed him was like,
Benicio
oh, hey,
del
the,
Toro.
They're escaping in some ships. They're like, oh, shit, yeah, they're over there. Boom, 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 boom. They couldn't detect those? Are you kidding me?
I really feel like you need to watch
Slim's
the movie
Mike's
again
cut.
Because all of these things are addressed in the actual story and dialogue of the movie. The first part is she makes a point of, I'm not telling anybody my plan, and this guy is just some X-Wing pilot, so I'm not going to tell him shit. They do explain why that ship gets away. The other rebel officer who helps with the mutiny says they hit an asteroid and that was it, which explains why they had the little turbulence. And also, they purposely got in those little shuttles because they could go underneath the flight path of the cruiser and cruiser transport and not be seen. The only reason they even knew they were there was because of the guy betraying them. So you wouldn't look for something you don't think is there unless you know it's there, and that's why. They're not looking for it and find them all of a sudden. They know they're there and then go attack them.
All right, hardball, Chris Matthews, your mic's cut. Now, John, last point here.
Oh, for the movie? It was great. Yeah, I mean, he's 23 years old. Like, he's fucking 23. His first Star Wars movie's had Anakin Skywalker being emo as fuck.
I was like, man, people hated the Attack of the Clones when it came out.
He just doesn't. He don't even know what Ewok is, man. I'm trying to just talk about anything.
Exactly, but it's just the exact.
People hated iRobot when it came out.
Dude,
wait, you really?
He likes Attack of the Clones. Yeah, it just puts it in perspective.
The clone battles were so sick, dude.
All right.
You never saw that.
There are no plot holes in iRobot, though.
Plot holes.
All of them. His tennis shoes melted. His leather tennis shoes melted. Leather tennis shoes melted because it was so fucking hot.
It's pretty hot.
His All-Stars melted.
It's pretty hot.
I like the fuck out of here. All
right,
his arm was amazing. His one arm was... He was Jax from Mortal Kombat. And I'm a Will Smith stan, but that movie was one of the ones like, Jackson fuck.
See, now I got... The only thing I was able to pay attention to was Jax from Mortal Kombat. I'm reeled back in right
Get
now.
Get over here. With
yeah,
the arm.
He had the metal arms because his other arms got ripped
off. I was mad
Wilson
got butt ass in that movie. That's Captain America.
I know that, but they're similar.
So
they both had the arms.
Hey, everybody want to...
You making points.
The Winter Soldier is a rip-off.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
it. Marv, you're the only person that I didn't get what your 2018 is. What's your plan? What's your goal to take it into the new year?
I'm going to change my act completely. I'm going to do all prop comedy.
I think that's great. Right.
A lot of ventriloquism, maybe a little hypnotism.
Nice.
That's where I'm headed.
Oh, can you throw some magic?
A little magic. I'll do a little magic.
Are you just going to break chairs on stage now?
I do have this ability.
It's a gift.
Wild. Wild chair breaking ability.
Just name drop a bunch.
I've broken so many of your chairs on stage.
So, wait, you are going to start busting out wigs and...
Yeah, yeah.
So, cross all between, like, Carrot Top.
I can do it all.
Start.
I'm going to ramp it up is what I'm going to do. I just think Star Wars and Game of Thrones with the incest, that's what won it over for me, both of them. I think they're great.
Mm. Lots of... The only thing, I've never watched Game of Thrones, but I've just heard it's lots of flaccid penis. I was like, people can sign up for that.
Yeah.
People sign up for that.
I didn't really pay attention to that, Sean. So
all right, everybody,
recall it.
Yeah, I'm watching again when they got dragon dicks on there.
Let me go ahead and get everybody's social media before we. Go ahead and John, are you on Twitter, Instagram, any of that stuff?
Hey, Twitter is John Bruton WTF. Instagram is just John Bruton, and Facebook's just John Bruton.
John Bruton. Jasmine, you're on Twitter. Yeah. Instagram, I've seen your video, Stunanutta, or whatever the...
Stunanutta,
I remember I was watching...
Why is that the character you remember?
Bad and Bougie track. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember how it went, but
don't,
I cannot...
Don't remember. No.
I just remember Stunanutta.
Actually, Jasmine has one of my favorite Twitter handles. Tell the good people what your Twitter handle is.
Kiss my jazz.
Kiss my jazz.
Okay.
Kiss my jazz.
Just like jazz. I'd also like to side note that the Star Wars fight is continuing now just on Twitter. That's why those two are sitting next to each other.
That's why they're on their phones arguing.
Our mics are muted. What else can we go to?
Instagram.
My mic. Mic's back on.
Yeah, your mics are on. Go ahead, Jasmine. What's the Instagram?
Instagram is the __ JASMYN.
Mm. You post a lot of videos on there. The other one I remember is the is one about McChicken or chicken nuggets or something like that. Like mom's like, I'm totally gonna get you chicken nuggets.
You remember the oldest and like
most
those
random
aren't the
videos.
Worst, but I've had. But those are like.
Yeah, but I remember that one. I think I even sent that to
the oldest and most random of everything.
I think I sent that to my girlfriend at the time because it reminded me of myself. Where I'm like, oh yeah, we're totally gonna stop for McDonald's, and then I just pull up at home like, oh, I got chicken nuggets in the freezer.
I'm back.
That was your return.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, that was the comeback. So bad. But and then Chris Clem, you're at Chris_Clem, right?
Yep, I still am there.
You're on Instagram at Chris Clem, right?
At Chris Clem Net.
Chris Clem Net.
Yep.
Like .net.
Yeah,
so you
that's where my website is.
All right.
Somebody stole the .com.
Somebody else out there named Chris Clem has the .com.
Yep. Well, I had it. I let it go, and then Dutch guy took it.
It was so valuable. Valuable. He had to have it.
What?
Right out from under you.
He really did.
There is people that like stare, that watch like that stuff.
That's what it is. It's a guy who owns like hundreds out there that used to exist.
So you just buy it so that when somebody else needs it again, it's like, oh, what the fuck?
So I didn't want to pay him any money, so I just bought ChrisClem.net because I'm not paying a guy money for that.
Heard. Mad Marv Comedy.
Mad Marv Comedy on Twitter, Marv Conner on Facebook, Marv Conner on Instagram.
I do say herd, like the kitchen life has fucked me up, man. Herd.
Marv Conner in the parole system, the same.
Marv Conner in the parole system. Yeah, you still teaching, Marv?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired now. You got that teacher's pension.
I'm out. I can say dirty words in public now.
Hell yeah. You don't have to worry about the world coming down on you.
Cock and balls, baby.
Anyway, all right.
That's kind of dirty, isn't it? Cock and balls.
If you ever want to have a great night out, when Marv Conner is performing headline at the Funny Stop, you should go during a weeknight because chances are somebody there got free tickets. And if they have free tickets, chances are they went to Akron Public Schools. And if they went to Akron Public Schools, chances are they had Marv Conner as a teacher. And there's nothing quite like the enjoyment you can get from somebody's face when they realize that their old teacher is telling dick jokes on stage.
I've seen it happen before where there's a kid in the crowd. He's like, this is my old teacher. Like, and then Marv will like play with it. Like, so how you doing now? You know, start like guidance counseling the kid. And be like, yeah,
did you ever
I don't care about
it?
Fart jokes.
Yeah, I was just there last year.
You're just there last year?
Talking like 2013.
When I was starting
in 15, I was subbing there.
I just hope one day the student that you told her babies would look like shit shows up.
Oh, God, you're that type of teacher? That's good, though.
I'm referencing the joke.
I've never had a teacher say that.
That's awesome.
No, his joke is, Mr. Conner, is it true I can have babies from anal sex? And he says, yes, but your babies look like shit.
That's weird. I love that. I love that so much.
It's a classic Marv Conner line. Yeah. So Mad Marv Comedy, though, right?
Yep, on Mad Twitter. Marv Comedy.
And you're usually just bitching at the conservatives.
Usually
the
bitching
world,
at the world, Trump.
You're one of those.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
He alternates between complaining about Trump and defending Al Franken.
Yeah.
Al's gone. Al's done.
I think I got an Al Franken book on. Over there behind you somewhere. No, I don't.
I read his book.
I used to have
the Senate.
I had Lies in the Lying Liars to Tell Them.
Oh, that's a good book too.
The ESPN.
And I had book. Rush Limbaugh as a Big Fat Idiot. Yeah, the ESPN book. That's actually really good, man.
It's a good,
it's
one.
A good book.
I like Stanhope's book, Burying Mother, or Digging Up Mother. That's it, Digging Up Mother. That was great.
Yeah.
If you like comedy.
Digging Up Mother.
Yeah, because most of it's just talking about how he became a comedian and he started real late, which was surprising. I thought he'd always been doing it.
I got a book for Christmas, man.
Well, I saw that.
It's
Akron
called
book.
Lost Akron. Yeah, it's all about things in Akron that have been destroyed. And like every page is like, and it disappeared from a fire in 1890. Like that's how every page goes. It was a mill and it caught on fire in 1890.
I had a booker from Canada talking about to me about Akron baseball team.
If you want a if you want a VIP pass for Hush Cabaret on Waterloo, you can grab it there. My man Johnny works the floor there. Hooking up with a bunch.
I'm not criticizing their card, but it's a woman. Her arms apparently covering her breasts.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was legs or arms. If it was like if you turn it upside down, it might be her legs.
Yeah, it's just very awkward and not attractive.
It's one of those pictures that are two things in one.
No, it's actually like the back of her knee.
You see it either way.
Like, dudes are getting turned on by it.
Yeah, you can't even really tell.
Yeah,
if it's
you just take that weird bend.
Too much elbow.
Yeah.
Maybe like forearms instead.
Yeah,
well,
strange, though. It could be anything.
That's awesome. Anyway, I appreciate all of you guys stopping in. We've been going forever, so I'm just going to end the episode. But I appreciate everybody coming in. John and Jasmine, I'd love to have you guys come through and do episodes on your own, formative conversations, have some fun one time. You know.
One time.
That'll be cool.
One time. One day. Yeah,
yes. And at his fundraiser, I'm going to be signing that chair. You can pick it up on eBay.
I wish I could have saw how his life flashed before his eyes.
Yeah, it was like the scariest thing.
It was a long fall to the sky.
Man, that was one of the scariest things that ever happened on this podcast.
I saw that from back here. Like, I
looked over and I said, "Is this chair?"
We all watched it happen. Nobody.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I didn't
get a splinter or something.
If you're in Akron, go to Chad's show on Friday. I know there's other shows, but go to Chad's.
There's other shows?
The Rialto, right?
Yeah, go to Chad's show. Chad's show at the Rialto.
The Rialto's cool. We just recorded an album for Dwayne Duke there. We're going to be putting that out sometime soon. I just got done editing it and shit. The Rialto.
Oh, you do video work too?
No.
Oh, you do
audio, yeah. I don't like video.
You
don't? I need a better computer.
Amazing.
No, video's great, but try and load that shit onto my like 2005 compact computer down here.
Yeah, you gotta.
The thing's just like, I'm like 5 hours and shit. Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm all right.
Mark Connor, what was your first computer?
Who was your first computer?
It was the size of this room.
Texas Instrument, 98.
Had to keep it at 30 degrees.
That's a good one.
It was an abacus.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good band, Abacus.
Let's have a good day. Thank you, Chris Klemp, for coming and bringing friends, man.
Thank you for having all of us.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com. Hey guys, this is Slim from the A&A MMA podcast and the main show, and I'm here to tell you about Code Sage Skateboarding and Photography. Go check him out. He's got a Facebook page. He's on YouTube. He does all sorts of things. He makes me look good, obviously, taking pictures at my show. And a ton of skateboarding videos and just nature photos in general. So go check him out, my good friend. He makes some sick shit. Now, enjoy the show!